Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Demai Daf from Base and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shishi in middle of Aloha Aleph. Says the Gemara on the top of the Amud. Ha-choyker be-peiris. We're giving now the definitions. We spoke in the Mishnah, there's someone who does Chakira. Chakira, what's the idea of Chakira? It's a type of a lease. How do you define the Chakira? What is a choyker? Someone has to pay with fruits, meaning he takes the land, and his commitment is to pay a fixed amount of fruits to the owner. Ha-soicher b'mars. What is a renter, a regular lease? That's if you pay money, you don't pay with fruits. Ha-mekabel. What is mekabel though? That's what we start the Mishnah with. That's the mechza shlishu l'reviyah. That means a sharecropper. Basically, you give a certain amount of the fruits to the owner. Says the Gemara, at kedoin nochi. We spoke about a goy. Meaning, the beginning of the Mishnah, we spoke about a sharecropper. So then we mention that a sharecropper who takes a field from an owner, doesn't matter if the owner is a goy, is a kusi, or is a yisrael, he's not responsible for their maestros. But if he's a choyker, meaning a type of lease where he pays fruits, but the fruits are fixed, so the Mishnah says that by yisrael you have to do truma, and by a nochri, by a goy, you have to do maeser. The Mishnah did not mention what about kusi. How do we treat kusi in this case? So says the Gemara, Ad kedoy nochi, kusi mai. What about kusi? Says go on Yishmeini Minado, we'll learn from the following. Hanoi sen sadeo be kabola le goy vile kusi. Someone who gives his field, he's the owner. And he gives the goy and the kusi to be the sharecropper. The goy and the kusi are going to work. Now we're going to use the gears to the prime rings. Afil shuli bo lo in esamasris. Even if it did not reach the time of ripeness that you're obligated to do maestris, still tzorech la'aser al yodov. Meaning, even if he gave the field to the sharecropper for them to take care of it before it reached the time of Maaser, he's still obligated to do the Maasers on their behalf. And the reason is a knas, a person should not give his field to a goy and to a kusi. But this Brisa continues and says, Misha ain't a name on the if he gives it to somebody who you don't trust, so then actually, Bolo and Esa Maasers, if you give it to the Israel before it reached the time of Maasers, he doesn't do Maaser because he's not obligated. The Jew thinks it is obligated. He's not responsible for the fact that this Jew doesn't do Maasers. But if the fruit's already ripe, and right now it's obligated in Maaser before he gives it to this Jew who doesn't trust, he doesn't do Maaser before. So this Brayis is clearly mechalik between a goy and a kusi against a Yisrael that we don't trust. So you don't trust, so it depends if you're already obligated in Maaser or not. A goy and a kusi, they are the same. So you see from this bright that we're comparing the goy and the kusi to each other. So you know that will be the same thing in our Mishnah. Kodinah Zagmoran says, At kedoyim b'makosh yisroel mitzuyim. This is in a place where yisroel or matzui. There is a lot of yisroel. Meaning this case that we just mentioned, not to give your field to a goy, that's in a place where you have Jews to give it to them. So why you should give it to a goy? But b'makosh yisroel mitzuyim, what about in a place where you don't have Jews? The only people that live in this area are goy. Is it okay to rent a field in Eretz Yisrael to a goy? We'll learn from the following. Rav Simon had fields in this place called Aramelech where only goyim were living there. He asked, can I rent it to a goy? Let it just be deserted. Do not plow it. Do not touch it. Don't give it to a goy. Rav Shubalevi says, no. If you have no Jews living around here, you are allowed to rent it to a goy. Says the Gemara, so Rav Shubalevi said, why are you allowed to? Because Mako should Yisroel Mitzuyim ki ado Surya. Mako, if you don't have Jews living in this area, then you compare it to the place called Surya, where there you are allowed to rent a field to a goy. We're holding that from base to base. Says the Gemara, the ado Surya Shmeini Minado, so you learn from the following. Of Chagai Nochat L'Chometz, Chagai went to this place called Chometz. Ozun Shaluni came and asked him, Eilin Dibar Ashtur, in this area called Ashtur, begin the lays his soul shrichim. There's no Jews over there. The Amnon Mugim Lame, we give it to the Goyim. Tzachim La'aser Anol Yadon, do we have to do Maaser? If we give the field to these Goyim? Sholach Sholab Zeru. So he has Rav Zeru. Sholab Zeru Lab Imi. Zeru has Rav Imi. Omalei No Tzach La'aser Ledim. So you don't have to do Maaser for the fields you're giving to the Goyim. From here you learn, you can also rent it. In other words, we don't take it as a bad thing, giving the goyim the ability to use this field as a rent or as a sharecropper. Because anyway, there's no Yisrael over there. And when we mentioned Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi is referring to Rabbi Yaisi in Masechet Sefer Tzora that said that, it said clearly, you could rent fields in Syria to a goy, or Shuba Levi learns from here, also to areas in Eretz Yisrael where there's no Jews living. Voy min ador, I have another raya. The one of Chanina Brady Ravo, Chanina the son of Ravo said, Abba, my father Ravo, Havalihudi had a similar story. Shalach Shalach Abchil, Rab Yosel, Rab Imi. He asked a question to Rabbonim. They said you're allowed to rent to a, like Rabbi Yossi says, meaning you learn from here that you have the heter to rent to a goy in Syria, places where Jews don't live. And from here you learn, ha le'aser al yadem, eino maser al yadem. So here you see, you don't have to be maser. The only reason you say that someone gives this field to a goy, needs to maser before, is that kanas, don't give it to a goy. But if you're allowed to give it to a goy, so there should be no requirement to do maser. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that someone, a sharecropper, a Jewish sharecropper, took a field from a goy. So then he gives the goy his chelek. He doesn't have to do trumas or maasers. Now, the Gemara says the following. Kibel imenu sode liktzur. He got a field, which is already planted. And his job, the Jew's job, is to harvest the field. And then what? Bechitim. In order to give the goy some of the wheat that he's going to harvest. Anovim liktzur. He got a vineyard with grapes to harvest, biyayin, in order to pay back with wine. Similarly, zeisim limsoik, to cut off olives, beshemen, in order to pay with oil. So the din is maisa v'noisalam. Before he gives it back to the goy, he needs to do maisa on the entire thing. Says the Gemara, how does that make sense? Isachomi, come see. At shalozor, look at our Mishnah, it says, before it was planted, if the goy gave the Yisrael an empty land, so the din is, using Reb Chaim's girso, choylik, meaning you don't have to do any trubas or maaser, you just give the goy his chaylik. Misha Zora, now the goy you gave it to him, it's already planted, it's already grown, the Yisrael is just harvesting, so then maaser, then he's obligated to do maaser. How does that make sense? Usually the obligation of maaser happens when it grows. Here it's already grown when he took it. So the Gemara of Chanino, tikru b'mekabel shalot tavur eretz Yisrael. The reason why we allowed a Jew to be a sharecropper and to take the fruits from a goy and give him his part without doing trumas or maasers is because we don't want Eretz Yisrael to be deserted. You don't want it to be empty. We want people to plant their fields. If you have a goy who owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, we said, you know, a Jew should have the ability to be a sharecropper. They wouldn't encourage that. So how do we encourage them? We said, don't worry about the fruits of the goy. Whatever you give to the goy, you don't have to do trumas or maasers. That's why we encourage people to come and plant and plow and fill in the fields of Eretz Yisrael. But here it's already planted, so we don't have the reason to takana. So we go back to the original idea. The Yisroel who's in charge of the field needs to do trumas or maasers. Said the Gemara now continues what we started with. Kibul imenu sode liktzor b'shacharei when daf gimel udalef and using the girsa of Reb Chaim b'shacharei shiboilim. Meaning originally we said that once he's going to harvest the field, he'll give a part of the harvest to the goy. It's after he finished the melacha, gemar melachtam, and it's obligated now in trumas and maasers. But here he's saying that he's giving it to him when it's still early years, before it's finished. Or, anovim liftzor besole anovim. He gives him grapes that he's going to put in the basket before they're finished. Zeisim limsoig besole zeisim. He's not giving him now the olives in order to do with the oil, which is the gemar melacha. He just gives him baskets of olives. That he's not obligated to do trumas and maasers because he didn't finish the melacha, he didn't finish the work of the harvest, and he's not obligated yet in trumas and maasers because the melacha is not done. So it comes out that this part of the brisa is that when a person is a sharecropper by a goy and the field is empty, so then we did a special takana, he does not obligate trumas and maasers by a goy. But if he's not, so it's not a knas. Then the point is that if he got a field which was already planted, so he's responsible to trumas and maasers, but he's responsible only once it was a gemar melacha, only once he finished the work. While it's still in the middle of the work, he's not responsible for it. He can give the goy back his fruits without doing trumas and maasers, even though he took the field and the field was already planted. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai, Daf Nun Beis.